Christmas Baggage, A Christmas Escape, Book 1. Written by Deborah M. Hathaway, narrated by Jaron Cerf and Geraldo Cortez.
Chapter 1. The bell above the door of Peonies and Burlap Flower Shop chimed out across the small empty street, piercing the cold Colorado air with its jolly ringing. The sound always greeted newcomers with its happy welcome, but throughout the month of December, the bell seemed to sing out all the louder, embracing each customer with a special Merry Christmas as it ushered them into the shop. As Claire Frost arrived for work that morning, she wanted to respond to the ringing bell with a Merry Christmas of her own. After all, no one else ever did. There was probably a reason for that, though. Something about talking to a bell just screamed straight up crazy. Instead, she smiled up at it in silence, then closed the door behind her. She entered Peonies and Burlap, the scents of the shop taking residence in her nose. Roses, lilies, hydrangeas. Even in December, the flowers filled the area with their sweet, aromatic fragrance.
"Is that you, Claire?"
came her boss's voice from the back room.
"Yeah, it's me,"
Claire responded. "How are you, Mia?" Frazzled. Claire slipped off her yellow and black scarf, Hufflepuff colors, of course, and moved through the shop, sidestepping open boxes and empty vases that would need to be moved before they opened in less than an hour. The shop's front room was filled to bursting with flowers propped up in tin containers tied with burlap bows, stumps of wood holding them up at various heights. Pops of bright color shouted out to Claire as she walked past them. Delicate pink sweet peas, white-layered camellias, deep red hellebores. She couldn't get enough of the sights or the smells, but that was nothing new.
"Did you make it to the market?"
Mia asked, still calling out from the back room. Claire walked past the shelves of glass vases, potted succulents, and poinsettias before reaching Mia.
"Yep, I got a nice selection, too."
She hung her scarf on the nearby rack, tucking her blonde hair behind her ears. The room was undecorated, with white walls and metal shelving holding shears, containers of alum, and stucco pots.
"Perfect. I'll help you bring them in just as soon as I finish this."
Mia didn't look up from the bouquet she was arranging on the black table, clipping the white freesia stems at an angle and tucking them into the vase of red berries and pine. The woman had always reminded Claire of a young Professor Sprout from Harry Potter, what with her earth-colored clothing and somewhat crazed appearance. Her black curls stuck out at odd angles, and her gray eyes were wide and focused. Claire walked closer to her boss's arrangement.
"It looks great. Do you want more holly leaves?
I managed to snag."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?